Good morning and welcome, my friends. You are listening to the third hour here, the beginning of the third hour of now Thursday morning's edition of Frankly Speaking Radio. I'm very excited that you are with us. It is officially February 1st, 2007, and about 1 minute past 1 a.m. here in the Central Time Zone. It has been an action-packed program thus far. I expect it to continue to be so. Our special guest this evening is a prolific writer whose books have just really, really held my attention, captivated me, and certainly led me in many, many directions, which I think is what he's trying to do. But this book in particular, Weather Warfare, The Military's Plan to Draft Mother Nature, is a perfect, perfect gift for somebody who's maybe skeptical of the things that are out there, because everything in this book is presented in such a convincing and well-documented manner that I think it's just going to blow people's minds. Jerry, welcome back, sir.
Thank you. And I have to say, what I have in the book, everything that's in the book is documented from open source.
Yes.
And I spent 7 years studying military and scientific papers and trying to, you know, doing a lot of head scratching to try and figure these things out, so that I could present this straight to you.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a very mainstream book. This is not a conspiracy theory book. This is not the weekly world news nonsense. This is the straight Jake. This is standard mainstream scientific reporting at a layman's level.
Well put, brother. Well put. When we left off, we were talking about the space shuttle possibly being a victim of HARP.
Exactly, and I don't put a lot of stock in the story. It's a very intriguing story, and I can't really prove it, but it does. There's enough circumstantial evidence here where I think it's worthy of closer investigation.
Yeah.
In that there were numerous problems with the NASA investigation into why the Columbia went down. NASA's conclusion that it had died from a burn through in which it took out system after system after system is inconsistent with the facts. The facts appear as best as John Hicks at Columbia Sacrifice could reconstruct it, that the entire thing, the entire electrical grid of the orbiter went down simultaneously.
Wow.
And the orbiter has multiple redundancies, multiple backups. There's three and four of every system. And it's simply impossible for the entirety, for everything electrical to go down simultaneously, unless it's hit by something like an EMP, the electromagnetic pulse, that accompanies a nuclear explosion. And we know that an atom bomb didn't go off near the orbiter. But one of the aspects of HARP is that HARP has, in the early HARP literature, it was openly discussed that HARP could be used to generate artificial EMPs, that HARP could be used to create, to mimic the effect of EMPs without having to set off a bomb.
Wow.
And then we have this event that looks like the shuttle stumbled into an artificial EMP. Part of this evidence again is that to communicate with deeply submerged submarines, they have used this ability of HARP to blow the molecules at the top of the atmosphere apart, which gives off this scream of ELF and creates this plasma at the same time.
Yeah. Jerry, I'm sorry, another break. Folks, please stay with us. We'll only keep you away for 3 minutes and then back to the brilliance of Jerry E. Smith and, of course, the mediocrity of me, Frankly Speaking Radio. Please stick around.
Attention, attention everyone. A brand new invention just released. It's called Wrist Ease, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. Wrist Ease comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, WristEase is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. WristEase is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. WristEase provides the proper comfort and support for all ages and provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order WristEase now at WristEase.com. That's WristEase, WristEase, WristEase.com. Once again, that's WristEase, WristEase.com.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill? It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com, your provider for great sleep.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Welcome back, folks. Glad you're here. You're listening, of course, to Frankly Speaking Radio. Our phone number is 800-313-9443. Toll free and worldwide, 1-800-313-9443. Our special guest, Jerry Smith. Welcome back, sir. Jerry, when we left off, we were talking about the space shuttle, and I think this leads me, and again, if you need to take us somewhere else, feel free. But this leads me to bring up the issue of space-based weapons platforms. And of course, China has just recently garnered a lot of media attention for knocking one of their own satellites out of the sky with a missile. Now, that in and of itself is no big technological innovation. That's something that we have done and the Russians have done 20 years past. But what you're talking about with HAARP, in essence, even by its own definition, High Frequency Active Auroral Research Program, what you've got is it would seem, on the forefront, aside from all the documentation you've given us already, just on the surface to the layman, it should indicate that what this can do is reproduce the effects of the aurora borealis and its causal factors, which would be a geomagnetic storm, coronal mass ejection, hitting the magnetosphere of the planet, which, of course, does disrupt satellites and airplanes and different things like that, depending on its intensity. So this raises the question of weapons, space weapons, and of course, India had mentioned that they're going to start getting into this, China, of course, Russia, the U.S., and then, of course, you've got Israel and Iran launching spy satellites right and left also. So it seems like this is the future, and that's what makes your book and your information so important.
Absolutely. The avowed purpose of HAARP is to inject this radio frequency energy into the ionosphere so as to replicate the effects of the sun injecting this energy. Now, of course, they then gloss it over with, well, we're going to do nice things with it. Like, by doing this, we can understand how the sun disrupts communication signals, and so we can prepare and have better communications and yada, yada. But it also means that if they can figure out how the sun disrupts communications, they can then use it to disrupt communications, because from the get, this thing has been claimed to be a device used to further Department of Defense purposes. I'm actually flipping here trying to get the right quote on this thing that I used in my first book, HARP, The Ultimate Weapon of the Conspiracy, and reused here because it really does state it all. Now, again, HARP is an ionospheric heater, and they call what they do with it ionospheric enhancement.
Right.
So the quote here is, this is from a very early HARP document, "The heart of the program will be the development of a unique ionospheric heating capability to conduct the pioneering experiments required to adequately assess the potential for exploiting ionospheric enhancement technology for DOD purposes."
Wow.
Now, basically that means, can we weaponize the atmosphere?
Yeah, that's right.
And I've always maintained that weaponizing the atmosphere does not sound like a good idea to me. The funny thing in this conversation has run backwards to the way the book is set up. We started talking about chemtrails, which is the last chapter, and then we went to HARP, which is the middle chapter.
Sorry.
So let me kind of orient the listener to how the book is set up. I start with the earliest known environmental modification, which is the salting of the fields of Carthage by Rome in 468 BC. And then I bring it up to the Indian Wars, 1840 to 1870. The U.S. government realized that the Plains Indian the culture was based on the buffalo. If the buffalo were gone, so would the Indian be. So the U.S. government hired buffalo hunters by the hundreds to kill buffaloes by the millions. And the buffalo nearly went extinct, and the red man was brought to his knees. And then 100 years later, they tried the exact same damn thing again in Vietnam by pouring Agent Orange, Agent White, etc., all over Vietnam, and by using the cloud seeding techniques. Now, between those two, the first go at rainmaking was in the 1890s, and this is very curious. The rainmakers of the came out of the Civil War. Much of America's technology, much of America's culture came out of the Civil War. During the Civil War, many people noted that great battles were followed by great rainstorms. Today we know that the smoke and dust raised by the battle provided nucleating particles that moisture could accrue around and so grow great enough to fall as rain. At the time, one of the theories was the concussion theory, that the pressure changes from the explosions caused the rain.
Huh.
And the very first patent granted by the United States Patent Office on a rainmaking technique was granted on the percussion theory to a United States general. From day one, the United States military has been intimately involved with rainmaking, weather modification, environmental modification.
That's
now,
incredible.
HARP is a form of ionospheric modification. Now, today the Air Force says, "Well, we don't want to control the weather," but they spend millions of dollars modifying the atmosphere. And I ask the question, what, if any, is the difference between modifying the atmosphere and controlling the weather?
And not to mention, of course, their own document, which I believe is Weather as a Force Multiplier, owning the weather by 2025.
Exactly. So what I do is I cover the history of weather modification. We haven't even touched on the history of weather modification in the modern era. Cloud seeding, hurricane manipulation, and so forth. And so I bring us up to the NMOD treaty, which we discussed in the last hour, and I spend a lot of time, a lot of pages, on the NMOD treaty because it is a major watershed event. As I said, the U.S. government, the U.S. federal the federal budget was huge on NMOD techniques prior to and zip afterwards. And so I have the history of NMOD up to the NMOD treaty, and then the post-NMOD treaty, the most glaring example of military applications in the post-NMOD treaty period is HAARP, and that, and I then conclude with contrails and chemtrails.
It's amazing.
So we've actually been talking the book backwards.
Well, you know, it's amazing because it is one long, steady progression. It's easy to sort of go down one road and obviously end back perhaps before where you had initially started.
Well, exactly. Of course, you know, chemtrails is a hot button, and
yes.
Chemtrails came out of our discussion of the Friday release of the United Nations Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change report, which the U.S. has been trying to spin towards mitigation, which is chemtrails. And there's that sexy angle of hurricane control. Hurricane control has been the center of the weather modification. You know, hurricane control is the holy grail of weather modification. And there is a great deal of debate as to how much we have right now. And I what's in the book is 400 pages of what I can prove.
Mm-hmm.
And what I can prove is that per Scientific American, and I don't think you can get any more straight-laced and mainstream than the Scientific American,
right,
is that privately funded or private scientists working under government grants have succeeded in computer models of figuring out how to steer a hurricane. They now can use computer models and get exact control.
Wow.
So it's only a matter of being able, now they know that by changing the temperatures around a hurricane, both the water temperatures and the air temperatures, that's how you steer the hurricane. So now it's simply a matter of developing the technology to alter those temperatures.
Wow.
And so, of course, Scientific American says, well, this will be, you know, decades in the future. But you brought up the question, are there space platforms? Are there weapons in space?
Mm-hmm.
Dennis Kucinich believed there were weapons in space and tried to float a bill that not only required that we couldn't put them there, but all those that we had there, we had to bring down. That bill went absolutely nowhere.
Of course. And I believe now, chemtrails was initially in it, but then
it was
removed.
Exactly. Cooler heads definitely prevailed on that one.
Or, you know, ones with more pull, perhaps.
Exactly. So the idea that has been working for some time is that space-based power stations could collect solar energy and beam it to Earth in a tightly focused microwave, and that it could be so tuned so tightly that birds and planes could pass through it and not know that they had passed through it.
Wow.
But if you were to open the aperture just a little, if you were to defocus it just a touch, you could actually heat up the air around a hurricane and steer hurricanes. In fact, that's the cover image is of the book Weather Warfare, the military's plan to draft Mother Nature, is a big picture of the Earth with a hurricane and a satellite and a big hand steering it.
It's really amazing, and it definitely captures the spirit of the book. Jerry, let me ask you to hang on here, sir. Folks, we're back in 3 minutes with more from our guest, Jerry Smith, and more Frankly Speaking Radio.
Would you enjoy a career where you pick your hours, work for who you want to, when you want to, as much as you want to? No one knows about this hidden career because there is no book, school, or teaching material available. Until now. Learn the trade of window painting. Window Genie is now offering a 3-day workshop on DVD that shows you how to reproduce art, text, and graphics professionally, even if you can't draw a stick man. Secrets, cheater techniques, shortcuts, tips, and tricks are all revealed. Recoup your investment in as little as one job and have a career for life. This training also gives you the skills to do regular sign work, indoor murals, and signage. Begin your new career today. Just call us at 780-457-7109 or visit us at windowgenie.com. Again, that's windowgenie, spelled JEANNIE.com.
Your life demands long-lasting power for everything. If you want to find the best battery selection at the best prices, then BatteryStation.com is the place for you. Find common or hard-to-find batteries for practically everything, from computer backup units and camcorders to cell phones and wheelchairs. Go to BatteryStation.com for all your battery supply needs. At BatteryStation.com, you'll also discover high-tech LED tactical flashlights for every task, from trusted names like Surefire, Tektite, Gerber, Pelican, and more. BatteryStation.com offers lights featuring super bright, super tough, long-life LED technology. At BatteryStation.com, you'll find tough, crush-proof, waterproof, airtight, hard cases of all sizes from Pelican, Otter, and S3 Extreme. Visit them today, BatteryStation.com. It's all one word, BatteryStation.com. Or call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. Your source for batteries and accessories at very low prices. BatteryStation.com.
Are you concerned about the high price of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page so you can get an idea of your discount price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, and all prescriptions are covered. And 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Here. You're listening, of course, to Frankly Speaking Radio. You know, every now and then I get to come across a guest who really has perfected an area of research that has intrigued me enough where I'd like to think that at least my questions aren't too stupid. Jerry Smith is one of those guests, and this subject, weather modification, weather warfare, weather control, is something that has really fascinated me since I was confronted with evidence to indicate that this is true. And this book is chock full of it. It's called Weather Warfare, The Military's Plan to Draft Mother Nature. Jerry Smith, welcome back, sir.
Welcome. Yes, I love your bumper music.
Well,
I was just rocking out to that Hendrix, man.
Amen. Yes. Well, you know, and that's the beauty of it is that, you know, I've been in radio for so long and love so many different kinds of music, and I love to have the freedom to do that. Jerry, I wanted to see if you're open to phone calls as well, because in addition
absolutely.
To my own,
okay. Absolutely.
Well, let's throw open the phone lines here, 800-313-9443, toll-free and worldwide, 1-800-313-9443. Let's go to Roger in Pennsylvania. Roger, welcome to the program, sir.
Yeah, thanks. I'd like to sort of open with what I take to be a contrarian tack, if I heard you right, and then I'd sort of a political question and go back to the scientific. And I think there would be conceivably a world gulf of theoretical and practical difference between being able to successfully control the upper atmospheric layers to that of being able to control the weather as might be experienced at the ground level. I take it they have had success. You mentioned the secondary acoustic and or VLF emissions, which the experiments have produced, which I take to be very successful in the disruptive capacity of being able to disrupt HF skip communications.
That's a technical question, and I know you're going to hate this answer. I'm not technical. I am a professional writer. I have one of the reasons it took me 7 years to write this book is it was 6 years of trying to figure it out. And I have a number of science advisors who explain things to me. I can tell you that you were more a statement than a question, but I think the question basically is, can we really control these various regions? And there are lots of different projects working on controlling various aspects of these regions. HARP and the other ionospheric heaters have demonstrated a rather considerable ability to control the uppermost regions. The cloud seeders have demonstrated the ability to control the lower regions. It's really a matter of can you get these things to work together. One of the things that many people have recognized about HARP is HARP seems to be based on the patents by Bernard Eastland and crew, who were working for APTI, Advanced Power Technologies Incorporated, and those patents expressly state how HARP could be used to control the weather. Now, I don't know if they're actually doing it, but there certainly does seem to be in the literature a scientific point of view that it can be done.
I think the one thing, Jerry, that you would probably agree with was, regardless of the accuracy of their intent, the point is they're pursuing the technology. And if that means, you know, hey, we meant to steer Katrina away from New Orleans and accidentally sent it there instead. You know, so regardless of their accuracy, the point is they are engaged in this exact kind of research and practical application.
Absolutely. And I have I spend a great deal of time on hurricanes because it is the sexy heart of weather manipulation.
Yes.
And most of the efforts to control hurricanes have been disastrous.
Mm-hmm.
Beginning with Project Cirrus. Project Cirrus 1949 is the poster child for how things can go wrong and how the government responds to it. And in Project Cirrus, scientists working for General Electric worked with the U.S. Navy to attempt to steer a hurricane. Now, the hurricane was safely out to sea, out in the Atlantic, off the Georgia coast. a C-130 flew over and dumped about 200 pounds of dry ice into the hurricane, at which point the hurricane promptly changed directions and came onshore in Georgia, leaving 1,400 people homeless and killing a couple of people, and the government instantly slapped it under secrecy.
That's amazing. Let me interrupt here, gentlemen. And Roger, I'll hold you over as well. And of course, folks, more with our guest, Jerry Smith, when we return with more Frankly Speaking Radio in 3 minutes. Stay with us.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill? It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com. Your provider for great sleep.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Welcome back, my friends. Glad you're here. You're listening, of course, to Frankly Speaking Radio. I am your host, Frank Whalen. And before we go any further, let me remind you that this hour is being brought to you by the Survival Center. Now, they can be reached, of course, online at survivalcenter.com. You can call them at 360-458-6778. And, of course, if you call, they'll give you a great idea of sort of what things you can do, where you can start with your basic home preparedness, and of course, whatever level you're interested in taking it to, they can certainly help. They have a great book available to you, Basic Preparedness, and they'll talk to you about the four basics of survival, such as food storage, water storage, medical options, and shelter of some sort. These are all very, very important things, folks, because not only do we face threats of terrorism and various things, but also problems with the weather. And as I sit snowed in here at a friend's house in northwest Arkansas, the entire area shut down because of a whopping 3 inches of snow. We just can't handle it. It's amazing that we even have power. But, folks, we're talking about the weather this evening. If you'd like to weigh in with your thoughts and ask your questions, feel free. And I would urge you to get in line quickly, because we're going to do our best to get through all the calls that we can in the time that we've got. 800-313-9443. Our special guest this evening is Jerry Smith, author of the book Weather Warfare, The Military's Plan to Draft Mother Nature. Jerry, welcome back. And Roger in Pennsylvania, I believe you said you had a follow-up phone question.
Yeah, well, if you please, before I go to the political, I could see where it would be regarded as somewhat, I could call it the unholy grail of the evil intentioned who would seek to wield godlike control over the weather. Well, but I had the idea that, unlike where I can accept, like in chemtrails, it's possible to even repeatedly harass selected areas, that there wouldn't be trillions enough dollars in just in the United States alone to say to attack the whole of the U.S. with chemtrails, even, let alone like with the weather mod idea, that there'd be enough gigawatts of power to pull it off, something that would be reflected back down to ground level weather changes. And even like Stephen Jones was the weatherman turned space cadet of sorts.
Scott Stevens.
Pardon? Scott Stevens, yes.
And I wouldn't call him a space cadet.
I'm just being a little glib.
Yeah.
But even he, when I sort of challenged him with this, he refers to the scalar technology and then what, the quantum realm. He left out Star Trek tachyon particles, I guess. I'm almost there. The point being is the implicit, if not explicit, assertion that this is a sort of like a triggering mechanism that would release tenfold, a hundredfold increase in the power changes based, you know, relative to the input power to be able to pull off these weather changes. See, and that's where I think the fatal flaw in the argument is with known or arguably putative technologies.
Well, I think that's a great point, and that's why I will tell you this, Roger. This book is perfect for you, because when you have access to it all in print and you're able to go through it point by point and do the research on your own, look, it's much like occultic ceremonies. You know, some people say, oh, you know, everybody in the church is they're Satanists and they sacrifice babies on the altar, you know, at night. In the daytime, you know, they worship the Lord, supposedly. It doesn't matter if we believe that these things are true. What matters is that if it's happening, if the people perpetrating said bizarre behavior believe that it works, then they're going to do it. And that case has been proven, I think, beyond the shadow of a doubt.
Yeah, well,
in this book.
What you just said is far more believable in a theoretical practice, you know, about the Satanists than was.
Well, only because it jives with your belief structure already, perhaps. I mean, I applaud skepticism as a temporary resting point in your pursuit of information. I think, like I said, this is a fantastic question. I want Jerry to respond, though, and I would urge you to read this book, sir.
Sure.
But Jerry, go ahead.
What I've run into is the skepticism is somewhat inculcated in our culture, because we have been led to believe that man does not have this power. We have been led to believe that weather control is science fiction. And there is a reason for this. Mainstream meteorology refuses to acknowledge that man has the ability to intentionally alter the weather, even though they have been doing it since 1947 with cloud seeding, that we won the Battle of the Bulge because we could get our planes off the ground with a fog dispersal system called FIDO. This technology is an off-the-shelf technology, and yet it's not acknowledged because there are severe legal problems and severe scientific hindboundness to it. The legal problems are if I make it rain here and you live downwind of me, am I stealing water from you? Have I injured you? Do you have a tort claim against me? And the United States courts have never been able to successfully rule on this because the mainstream of weather, the meteorology says, we don't know. We really don't know whether it works or not.
Right, because if so, there's a legal precedent, that's going to be damaging to them in the long run.
Exactly. So we have had 130 years of the courts not being able to rule, and mainstream science refusing to get off the duff on it, so that this plays into the hands of those who really do have their fingers on this technology, as this allows them to move forward with it, while the general population is convinced that it doesn't exist. It reminds me so much of an old movie called Count Yorga Vampire. It was done in the 60s, in which Count Yorga lived in an abandoned mansion in Hollywood Hills and fanged people in Hollywood and got away with it because nobody believes in vampires.
Mm.
And so here we have a situation in which nobody believes in weather control, and so those who are actually active, who are playing with weather control, can get away with it because nobody believes it's taking place, which means that they can steal weather, steal water from their neighbors. They can, as I said at the beginning of this show a couple hours ago, cloud seeding to increase rain, hail suppression, and fog dispersal from airports are off-the-shelf technologies, which are everyday activities around the world right now.
It's pretty spectacular. But, Roger, I appreciate the call, and I love the fact that you've got challenges to pose. I think that's pretty much probably the reason why Jerry wrote the book. So, you know.
And that's why I spent so many pages.
Yeah.
I had to answer all of these objections.
Yeah.
And I tried very hard to figure out all the objections and to answer them systematically, point by point.
Yes. And obviously,
which I can't do in a radio show.
I know it, but you're doing you're putting a fine dent in it. I appreciate that. Our number again, folks, 800-313-9443. Let's go to Davis in North Carolina. Davis, welcome to the show, sir.
Good morning, Frank.
Good morning.
You're loud and clear in the Blue Ridge Mountains. Great program, a great program last night. I really enjoyed last night. This is...
Thank you.
As well as great. I'm enjoying it, although I don't know a lot about it. I believe that Jerry was referring to Operation Ranch Hand, which is also called Operation Popeye in Vietnam.
Ah, okay.
Oh, yes, and co-something compatriot. Intermediate compatriot, that's it.
Ah, okay.
That's the name that that Anderson listed it as, is intermediate compatriot, and the Pentagon admitted that they were doing it under the name of Operation Popeye.
Wow.
Okay.
Well, Davis, you're a veteran. Now, are you a veteran of Vietnam?
Yes, sir. I was there several times.
Okay. Gotcha.
Ranch Hand is what I knew it by, and that's a favorite thing done by the government. Different things being given different names keeps everybody confused, okay?
Yes.
Right. MK Ultra, MK Naomi, MK Artichoke.
That's right.
All MK is mind control.
There you go.
It was a CIA, and when the CIA got busted for doing MK Ultra, they said, oh, well, we stopped doing that. Well, of course, they changed the name to MK Ultra, from MK Ultra to MK Naomi, and then MK Artichoke, MK Delta. Every time they got busted, they just changed the name, and apparently that's what happened with Ranch Hand Intermediate Compatriot and Popeye. Rather than stopping doing it, they just changed the name.
Well, they had us spraying that stuff around our perimeters in the old pump-up cans that you pump air pressure into.
Uh-huh.
And we sprayed the stuff beyond our wire in defensive positions. We didn't know what it was. We were just told it was a defoliant. And, brother, it was, because the next day, whatever was there was gone. It was dust.
Wow, okay. You're actually on the defoliant side that I was talking about. Popeye and Intermediate Compatriot was the cloud seeding side.
Yeah, you didn't know anything about that. I was not aware of that.
Yeah, and it's amazing. They expended 47,000 units of cloud seeding material over four countries over an eight-year period at a cost of $21.6 million.
A lot of money.
Yeah.
That's more than I'm going to make this year. I'm pretty... I asked you about this. Now, in the mountains here, the weather's changed. Tomorrow morning at about 4 o'clock or about an hour and 15 minutes from where I am right now, we have a mountain snowstorm coming with a weather advisory of warning. It's definitely coming. But we haven't had the snow here in 10 years that we're accustomed to. What do you attribute that to?
Well, there is a great deal of evidence that the Earth is getting warmer.
Right.
Now, the United Nations Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change would lead us to believe that it's all greenhouse gases.
Right.
If you meteorology has this idiotic idea of averaging its numbers. So it's really hard to get an understanding of our weather because they average out the data. And meteorology only has 150 years or so of recorded temperatures from thermometers. And so their averages are based on this 150 years or so of recorded data. Now, and so by that 150-year period, we're getting warmer. We're getting substantially warmer. But what is not included in this is that we are coming out of what was called the Little Ice Age, and we should be getting warmer. That if you look at the last 1,000 years, between 1000 AD and about 1250 AD, there was the medieval warming, in which it got a lot warmer then than it is now. And I guarantee they were not driving SUVs in the year 1200.
I'm sure they weren't either.
Now,
well,
between 1500 and 1800, the temperature dropped substantially, way dropped. And this was called the Little Ice Age. Now, if you look at the highest, prior to 150 years from now, or excuse me, prior to 150 years ago, the only way you could determine what the temperature was by core samples, tree rings, lake sediment, and so forth. So it's a guesstimate as to what the temperatures were. But the best estimates are that if you take the highest, hottest it got during the medieval warming and the coldest it got during the Little Ice Age, we're dead center. If you look at the last 1,000 years, we are having average temperatures right now, which is what the meteorologists are so happy to tell us, that we're 2 degrees off the average. Well, we are dead on average at this point. And so this whole bugaboo about global warming is nonsense if you take the data back far enough to be able to see a center line on it.
Well, that was you just given me the answer to my third question or to my other question, and I do appreciate it. It is sort of startling up here not to see the snow like we used to have, though. I mean, there's a marked difference.
Oh, yes. The weather over North America is changing and changing rather drastically. And it is very much human-involved. I'm not saying that humans are not changing the climate. My book does have a substantial argument that humans are changing the climate, only it's not greenhouse gases, it's persistent contrails. The head of meteorology at MIT says that virtually all of the warming over North America for the last 20 years can be credited to persistent contrails.
I don't know if you're aware, or you're aware of Mount Mitchell here in North Carolina.
No, sir.
It's the highest mountain east of the Mississippi River. And there are several mountains in that range. It's where I live, close to where I live. It reached above 6,000 feet. The trees are destroyed up there on one slope, and the government's explanation is greenhouse gases. Believe it or not.
That one slope, huh?
Talked to a friend of mine tonight. Any former bureaucrat or government official, I'm sure the first class they get in being a government official is how to do the Potomac two-step. sidestep it, and they're very evasive and elusive. But, Frank, great program, and a great program last night. I'll be listening to you go off, and you have a good night. God bless you.
Davis, God bless you, my friend, and thank you so much for the call and the excellent, excellent comments. I tell you what, we're coming up on a break here, Jerry, and there's the music. Perfect. When we come back, we will continue our phone call extravaganza, folks. If you're willing to weigh in with your thoughts, our phone number 800-313-9443, and we'll be back in 3 minutes with more Frankly Speaking Radio.
Would you enjoy a career where you pick your hours, work for who you want to, when you want to, as much as you want to? No one knows about this hidden career because there is no book, school, or teaching material available until now. Learn the trade of window painting. Window Genie is now offering a 3-day workshop on DVD that shows you how to reproduce art, text, and graphics professionally, even if you can't draw a stick man. Secrets, cheater techniques, shortcuts, tips, and tricks are all revealed. Recoup your investment in as little as one job and have a career for life. This training also gives you the skills to do regular sign work, indoor murals, and signage. Begin your new career today. Just call us at 780-457-7109 or visit us at windowgenie.com. Again, that's Window Genie, spelled JEANNIE.com.
Are you concerned about the high price of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page so you can get an idea of your discount price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, and all prescriptions are covered. And 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Attention, attention everyone. A brand new invention just released. It's called WristEase, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. WristEase comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse or adding machine, Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, WristEase is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. WristEase is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. WristEase provides the proper comfort and support for all ages and provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order WristEase now at WristEase.com. That's WristEase, WristEase, WristEase.com. Once again, that's WristEase, WristEase.com.
Welcome back, folks. Tail end of our third hour already. Very, very, very excited that our guest has stayed on with us. His name is Jerry E. Smith. His website, jerryesmith.com. And the book is entitled Weather Warfare, The Military's Plan to Draft Mother Nature. Now, of course, you can go to our website at franklyspeakingradio.com, and you can, of course, read all about this, and you can even order the books, and I would encourage you to do so, because that's what this is about, folks. This is information, knowledge is power, and you can do something with this. And this is vital that you understand this. And, of course, Jerry's also penned Harp, the Ultimate Weapon of the Conspiracy, and then also the Spear of Destiny book, which I'm looking for here in my pile of stuff, Jerry, and I can't seem to find it. What's the full title of that book?
Secrets of the Holy Land.
There it is.
The Spear of Destiny in History and Legend, co-authored by myself and George Picard. George Picard wrote Liquid Conspiracy, JFK, LSD, the CIA, Area 51, and UFOs.
Wow. Well, I have not read his book, but I did read the Secrets of the Holy Lance, and also just a captivating book. What's the phone number again that they can call during business hours to order those books?
1-800-718-4514. That's 1-800-718-4514.
Wonderful. And, of course, our number this evening, my friends, is 800-313-9443. Let's go to Gary in Tennessee. Gary, welcome to the show. Gary, welcome to the show. Going once.
Now we're on.
Okay, there you are.
We don't have much time, so I'll try to be really quick. There are two websites, or two Googles, I guess you should say, you need to go to. One of them is a Dr. Michael Castle from Ohio, and then add Ann Chemtrails. Very knowledgeable person. I met with him many times.
Okay.
I interviewed him while writing the book.
Huh? Okay, great.
The second person would be Cliff Carnicom, carnicom.com.
Yes.
He is an expert on chemtrails.
I have links to his site and other chemtrail site from my website, jerryesmith.com. When you get to jerryesmith.com, on the left-hand side, you will see the main menu. Click on Weather Warfare. That will take you to a page about the book. And at the top, you will see tabs to other pages, one of which is links, and I have links to about 20 of the most important chemtrail sites, including skeptic and debunker sites.
Oh, wow.
Because I think you should be exposed to both sides of the issue. And the very first one in the list is Clifford's site. Yes.
He's good. I met him.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Yeah. Clifford actually did a DVD, and he used some of my material from my first book, Harp, the Ultimate Weapon of the Conspiracy, in his DVD.
Oh, wow. Fantastic.
I put my neck on the block. One day I was up there in Dayton, Ohio. They were, well, Youngstown, Ohio is the spring center of that area. They've got plane after plane after plane going out of there spraying. Mm-hmm. And I'd see these planes flying same altitude, quarter of a mile apart, totally against aviation rules and regulations. Okay, and then so I was out one morning with my... Well, can you hold me over?
I can, of course. And then, folks, we are going to take calls. Jerry said he would stay on with us longer than initially we had planned, and I'm very, very excited about this because, again, it's a 400-plus-page book, and that's just on the weather angle. There's a whole book that Jerry's written about HARP and so on and so forth. So please stay with us. We're back after this brief station identification with more Frankly Speaking Radio.